It's Your Money with the Investor Coach, Paul Nichols, the show that pulls back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposes the truth about the traditional financial planning model. Paul believes education plus understanding leads to clarity and confidence that can and will lead to peace of mind. He uses simple solutions grounded in academic research from leading financial minds at Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and the University of Chicago, including several Nobel laureates. You do not need to know everything if you have an investor coach teaching you the few right things. Paul Nichols is the president of Financial Abundance, a registered investment advisor. He is a member of the National Ethics Bureau, the Better Business Bureau, and member of Strategic Coach Quarterly. Get ready for some common sense clarity coaching with the investor coach, Paul Nichols.
Well, good morning, boys and girls. It must be time for It's Your Money. This is Paul Nichols, the host. I hope this finds you well. We are live and in color on this beautiful Central PA Saturday morning. It's actually warmed up for us a little bit from the frigid tundra-like weather we had had earlier. I hope this finds you well. Again, we are live and in color. If you dare to call in this morning, 272-9700. We do have a full boat. We are going to share some information that you've probably never heard before, and I am joined, as usual, by Mr. Luke Miller, who has taken time away from his busy sports children's schedule to come in because we couldn't get the show recorded this week. We've just been extremely busy, huh, Luke?
Definitely, definitely. But I'll still make it to the basketball game, so no worries.
We'll okay, yeah. Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we hope this finds you well on this Saturday morning. And we are going to be talking about a little different the normal subject, I guess. We're going to be talking about market subjects today, not about anything else, but really as it relates to the market itself, but not so much in the area of returns and what to buy and what not to buy and that type of stuff, but really some science behind why we believe it is difficult, well, impossible to predict the market. Why don't we kick this off? We're going to talk about, Luke, the mindset that one needs to develop to really harness free markets and have peace of mind in an area that is extremely difficult to find peace in. Go ahead. Why don't you get us kicked off? Luke's going to kind of set us up, and we're going to get hot and heavy into it.
Well, anyone who's listened to us has heard us say this a million times, that markets are random and unpredictable. The question is why? What are the underlying dynamics that make markets random and unpredictable? How can the market be unpredictable but also seem orderly over long periods of time? In other words, how can we derive order from a chaotic state? And is it possible to create wealth in an environment that's random and unpredictable?
And this is really the question. And this is really the pause, I believe, that people have as it relates to investing, which is why oftentimes they really don't understand what's going on in the market. They really don't understand what they necessarily own, but they hope the fella or the gal, the competent advisor they're working with, is leading them in the right direction. The unfortunate thing is if they understood where those people are getting their direction, I think they would not be as confident in their ability and as what's a lack of confidence, and have a lack of confidence about their own ability. You know, oftentimes with people, I've noticed this in my life, we always overestimate the other fella and underestimate ourselves. Have you ever noticed this?
Boy, that is so true.
It's kind of interesting. So let's talk about what do investors believe, Luke? And we'll have Jess, the soundboard extraordinaire, is with us this morning. She's going to keep us on track. But why most investors believe that, for example, it is possible to pick stocks and that consistently will increase portfolio return. You know, this is what they're told and what they see in the...
Sure, every advertisement you see and any advisor you talk to, I shouldn't say any, but the majority, are leading you to that conclusion.
It's not necessarily... It's implied.
Correct.
That, that some people have this ability. And we're going to break this down. A lot of investors also believe that it's possible for smart individuals or institutions to effectively and consistently predict market booms and crashes. Many investors really believe, Luke, that their broker and large brokerage house can pick the best stocks when the market's going up or down.
Which is unfortunate because we saw what happened when that was attempted just in 2008.
Yes, it was dismal results. And then the last thing, as it relates to what we have identified as most investors believe, that by analyzing a manager's previous picks, this would be a manager of a mutual fund, for example, their timing record and the winners that they have, that they can use that information to reliably find investments that will repeat.
Well, and our research actually shows quite the opposite.
Yeah, if you know the best managers that were in the past, then these managers will be winners in the future. This, again, is also what is implied. So would we agree that most investors believe these things?
Oh, certainly. Okay. Certainly. And it's because that's what's implied by the market in general.
Which, yes.
What we see touted in the ads
every
and everywhere else.
Newspaper, just the nature of the TV with people picking stocks and saying this is good and this is bad. Magazine. I get a magazine, and one of the more credible ones, I think, and there was 35 pitches for stock predictions in that one issue.
Just
I mean,
in that magazine.
Everywhere you go. So it's easy to come to the conclusion that people do think there's some higher power, if you will, or some group of people or some person that has a tremendous amount of insight, like a Warren Buffett as the rest of us don't. You know, I'm a big fan of Warren Buffett, but Warren's been wrong 40% of the time, you know, 44 some odd percent. So what this leads us to is that these are beliefs or conclusions that are commonly held by many Americans.
Certainly.
And unfortunately, they're false because the markets are random and unpredictable. Well, if markets are random and unpredictable, why do investors hold these beliefs, Luke? Why do they hold these beliefs?
Well, it's because that's what's taught. Like we mentioned before, it's everywhere you look. Heck, there's star ratings on how a fund did in the past. Well, why would that matter if it's not a telltale of how it's going to do in the future?
So really what you're saying then is it's a lack of clarity.
Correct.
You know, there are many human emotions, instinctive biases, and errors in perception that can easily lead to these beliefs and conclusions, as well as many others like it.
Sure.
You know, there are also errors in logic and the application of science that can often and do often lead investors to these same conclusions. And really, it's to the industry's benefit if the investors believe this as a whole because of the amount of money that's made through transactions. In other words, if I believe you know what's going on, I'm going to listen to what you have to say. Well, you're going to be wrong because no one consistently has been able to do it. So there's going to be a lot of trading that takes place in order to try to rectify that decision as time goes by. You understand what I'm saying? Does
sure.
that make sense?
To try and get the returns, to try and get the mutual fund to look good, the money manager has to make a lot of trades, has to chase the market to try and get the returns to show that they're doing a good job.
And they're not doing it maliciously. They're doing it to try to do the best job they possibly can. It's not like they're trying to create all this all this trading, you know. Does this make sense, Jess? So far, so Jess is our voice of reason in here. So today, Luke, what we're going to deal with is the intellectual inconsistencies that lead investors and many professionals, so-called, to make these dire errors and effectively understand the true nature of markets so that we can really understand where the power is and harness that power.
Makes sense.
So what we're going to do is try to break down some of these beliefs from a scientific viewpoint and then hopefully give people some information and meat that they can hang some hooks on and realize, hey, look, these techniques don't work. They're widely propagated, but unfortunately they don't work. And of course, this is what we preach about every week.
And the other thing is, if we're going to point out the problem, we have to point out the solution.
This is true. So let's get into it so we don't run out of time. We believe that these beliefs that investors have about stock picking and timing the market and tracking previous investments and letting those decide what investments they move forward is really based on a deterministic system, Luke. And we're going to break this down. This is a scientific. We have some engineers in our business, right, that can give us this stuff. But a deterministic system. See, belief in a deterministic system is, in an economic sense, a misapplication of a scientific model.
So what you're saying is you can't take a deterministic system, which I think we'll explain in just a moment,
yes,
and apply it to to the financial industry as a whole.
Yes, but this is what is implied. This is what is, in essence, used, if you will, to try to predict future markets. So let's break down. There's four components to deterministic systems. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand this stuff. And by the way, if this is something that really interests you and you'd like to learn more about it, give our office a call, and we have this whole module. This is one of our training modules recorded with a PowerPoint. You can watch the PowerPoint and so on. Just got to give the office a call. Go to financialabundanceinc.com. All right. We've got about 4 minutes before the first break. Let's talk about what is a deterministic system. You know, the flaws in human reasoning that lead investors to believe the markets are predictable are embodied in the characteristics of deterministic systems or processes. Now, you want to tell them how, where all this came from, Luke? I can go on. Okay. There was a famous a French philosopher by the name of René Descartes. Back in the 1600s, early 1600s, he was a mathematician, and he developed the theory of deterministic reality, which underlines deterministic systems. What does all this mean, Luke? What does this mean?
Well, basically what it means in its simplest form is that using science, we can develop equations that explain the laws of nature and so on. And with these equations, we can predict future outcomes.
Okay, so basically a deterministic system says by through human observation, we can figure out based on things that have happened in nature what's going to happen moving forward.
Right, sort of like looking at the planets. There's formulas and scientists can determine where each of the planets in our solar system are going to be at any essentially point in time in the future.
Right, so when Descartes theorized that by observing nature, one can develop laws and equations to explain what we observe in nature now and in the future. And a great example of a system that he can observe would be the weather.
The planets.
You know, in fact, we were talking about this the other day. Luke is such a brainiac. It's incredible. I did not know that. What is this?
Astrometry.
Astrometry. Have you heard of this, Jess? Astrometry is a branch of astronomy that deals with the measurement of distance, movements, and locations of planets, stars, and other bodies in the system, solar system. Did you know that with a deterministic system, scientists can position planets and stars in our solar system and based on their movement and planets predict where they'll be in the future, say 1,000 years from today? So with this general idea of deterministic systems in mind, there's so much research that's been done in the area of science using deterministic systems that many investors, and this is where the challenge is, or the confusion is, investors and financial professionals assume that a similar degree of determinism applies to free markets. The problem is that free markets are not governed by deterministic systems, yet many economists and financial analysts still try to predict the future with precision based on this belief.
And I think that's human nature. We want to know what's going to happen. We feel more comfortable when we can tell what's going to happen in the future. So anything we can hold on to that belief makes us feel just a little bit better in an initial state.
You're right. Any uncertainty will create a little pause in the human psyche. There's no question about that, right? We all want definite and these types of things. Or we want to be able to explain close to what's going to happen.
Right.
But that's an impossibility in the market because it's a chaotic system. Now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to break down deterministic systems a little bit more, talk about chaotic systems. And what we're trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, is get you to realize and understand scientifically that predicting the market, stock picking, market timing, track record investing is nothing more than a misapplication of a flawed scientific model as it relates to academic investing. Is this good stuff or what? Go ahead. You can say it. I know you're thinking it. Go ahead and say it to your spouse right now. See, honey, get me another cup of coffee. This guy's good. All right. Hey, this is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach with It's Real Money. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach. You're listening to It's Your Money, the show that pulls back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposes the truth. Yes, you did not hear me. By mistake, I said exposes the truth. And we are talking about why the stock market is not predictable consistently, why you cannot pick stocks, market time, and track record invest, or let me rephrase that. Let us submit to you why we think you cannot. And we've been talking about deterministic systems, and we want to break deterministic systems down. Deterministic systems are basically a system whereby, well, let's go ahead and break it down to make it more sense.
Well, let's do this real quick. For those of you who are just picking up on the show, or those of you who want to listen to this again, this will be up on iTunes on Monday. So just go to iTunes, search for It's Your Money, and you'll see Paul's face there, and you can listen to the show and go from there. It is free. We don't charge for it.
So, if you'd like to take advantage of getting more educated, iTunes is certainly a source. And just as a little plug, we have been getting calls from all over the country, right, Luke?
All over the
world, right?
Exactly.
We've actually gotten some international calls from the show on iTunes. Can you imagine this little show? Well, it is a syndicated radio show here in Central PA. But anyway, let's talk about deterministic systems, characteristics of deterministic systems. What we're trying to share with people, Luke, is that deterministic systems is what the industry implies and uses to predict the future. We're going to prove that deterministic systems can no way with any consistently predict the future, but...
Well, and we're going to essentially prove that the market is a chaotic system opposed to a deterministic system.
So how can we use a deterministic system in a chaotic system and end up with any type of accurate results?
You're using the wrong tool.
What are the characteristics of deterministic systems? Now, we got to kind of run through this because it does get time flies. Let's just break them down. What are they? And let me just kind of jump on each one.
Sure. Luke. Well, the first one is they're human ordered.
Okay. They're human ordered. Now, here's what's interesting. When you look at the fact that they're human ordered, if we know the laws and equations based on these laws, we can manipulate and control the future for our own benefit. This idea holds true in many areas. For example,
the weather.
Or medicine.
Well, medicine.
Medicine would
be
a good example. You know, if we can understand bacteria, we can figure out how it works, and then we can figure out antibiotics that'll fight it, and so on and so forth. This forms the basic foundations of much medicine, correct?
Correct.
Okay. However, we make a huge, did I say huge?
Did
I say that out loud? We make a huge mistake if we believe that this same control can be applied to economics itself. Thinking in deterministic terms. If someone understands the laws of economics, then he or she can in advance determine prices and value and can micromanage the economy to a greater amount of wealth to be created for all people. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's thinking in deterministic terms. If you could. Measure these things, okay? This was the basic supposition that Karl Marx made with communism, namely, that one can apply science specifically to better the economy and create wealth for all beings. We know for a fact that experiments with communism have not worked, nor have any other socialistic attempts to control the economy in a deterministic way. There are some people that want to believe that. Okay, but some people want to believe in Santa Claus and, you know, the Easter Bunny. So that's a whole other thing here. So let's move on now. We're talking about human-ordered characteristics of deterministic systems. So in economics, if we had a deterministic system, it would be it would have to be controlled by someone. That's the point.
Correct.
Is that the point here?
That's the point.
Okay. What would be another characteristic of a deterministic system that we want to break down?
It would have to have a measurable initial state.
Well, of course... Is this measurable initial state? Can we do that in economics?
Not at all.
In economics and finance, there are things that are virtually impossible to measure. These include the profitability of companies, consumer optimism or pessimism, the unemployment rate, the money supply. You know, without good measurements concerning the economic health of a company or our country, it's impossible to make accurate predictions about the future using a deterministic model. Is this making sense, Luke?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Okay.
To me, but I looked at this once already, too.
So. We're just trying to prove and show people the components of a deterministic system and how it cannot be applied to the market, but yet that's the inference in the industry. Third characteristic.
Has to have a linear progression of outcomes.
Well, we had a couple engineers, clients in our last teaching session this week that told me it could be nonlinear, but I'm not going to get into all that, okay? Simply, the point is that in a deterministic system, it's linear. And why is that important to understand? Well, think about it. When we learn our ABCs, we first learn ABC, then we learn how to sound out words, then phrases, then we learn how to read books. Most of what we're taught in school builds on a past linear, smooth manner where progress is predictable. Would this be accurate? Jess is shaking her hand. It must be right. It assumes that the progression of outcomes is smooth and that the future outcomes are predictable based on what happens in the past. In other words, it's assuming it's going to be very smooth, linear, no spikes, no dips, no none of this type of stuff. Right, Jess?
Very predictable.
Okay. So we have human-ordered, measurable initial state, linear progression. What's the last characteristic of deterministic systems?
Predictable and foreseeable future results.
This is where we have to take issue. This is where we take issue. Applying a deterministic mindset to investing implies that there are known laws and principles govern investing. We can measure existing states accurately and manipulate or take advantage of them to create additional wealth and profit based on the predictability of the model. Right?
Correct.
So far, so good. When you hear someone say, and this, ladies and gentlemen, listen very closely. When you hear someone say that they can hire a manager to pick the best stocks at any given time in order to achieve superior market returns, the underlying assumption, unstated and probably unknown, is that there is a deterministic system governing the investing process. Such a leap of faith is clearly unfounded.
Certainly.
So when you start to look at it, Luke, when you look at and break down what a deterministic system is, I don't see how the deterministic systems or the laws apply to the way we understand the market to work.
It really doesn't. But, so like we said, if that's not what the market is, what system is the market?
Well, there's another theory that can explain the nature of free markets. This theory is called chaos theory, and the systems based on chaos theory called chaotic systems. Now, these are non-deterministic in nature. Non-deterministic. So we want to break these down as a contrast. Okay,
sure.
So we have a deterministic system. Now let's talk a little bit about a chaotic system. Now, a good example of a chaotic system would be, and you've mentioned it a couple times already, what?
The weather. That's where I was supposed to say the weather.
Yeah, in fact, you know, if you were to go ahead and...
and explain that a little bit. Well, if we look at the average yearly rainfall here in Center County or Central Pennsylvania or wherever it is you're listening to this broadcast, over relatively long periods of time, it'd be very stable. So, for example, if we took a rolling 10-year averages from 1900 until now, the average yearly rainfall over these 10-year periods would be very stable.
So you're saying over longer periods of time, the 10-year period is going to be very stable measurements as accuracy-wise.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
And individual yearly total rainfalls would be somewhat predictable within a broad range.
Somewhat, yeah. I would agree with that.
Suppose, however, that we wanted to predict the weather 3 weeks from today.
You mean like, is Microsoft going to be up or down?
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. The season of the year will help eliminate some of the possibilities. So, for example, most likely it's going to be winter, so there's a really good chance.
Yeah, we're not going to see 100 degrees next week.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. So... but these weather patterns are relatively random over the short term, but predictable within the broad boundaries over the long term.
And this is really the core and the crux of the issue, because the implication is that with the deterministic system, we can predict. And we know that we can, in fact, with the deterministic system, predict certain systems, i.e. the weather, solar systems, certain things like, not, I'm saying not the weather, but solar systems and certain things that have immeasurable states, etc. But when we go and try to look at a chaotic system, kind of like the weather, in 3 weeks, how's the market? We know in the long haul, the market's always done well.
Correct. It's always gone up in the long term.
08 was a dog. 09 was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what's going to happen in 2010, but we have that two-thirds bias. Two out of every 3 years is up, one out of every 3 years is down. So, simply from a deterministic viewpoint, 2010 should be up.
Should be, but you can't know that.
Well, wait a minute. Well, that's what all the money managers are selling the mutual funds based on.
Well, they're basing it on a deterministic system, which we've determined that it's not. The market is not a deterministic system.
So let's break down the chaotic system for for our well-educated and intelligent listeners out there. And what do we end up with?
All right, so the characteristics of a chaotic system, the first one, is they are random and self-ordered.
They're random and self-ordered, okay. Let's break that down. When we start to look at random and self-ordered, what we basically have, go ahead and give them all four of them,
okay.
Luke.
They're random and self-ordered. The second one is they have an immeasurable initial state. Third one is nonlinear progression of outcomes. And the last state, or characteristic, is it's unpredictable and unimaginable future results.
So basically, we have just the opposite, if you will, of the chaotic system. Now, we started with random and self-ordered, okay? We got a few minutes here. Even with the advances of science on all fronts, there are many systems or processes, such as the weather, as you've mentioned, stock market, spread of disease, which are random and beyond a human's ability to predict future outcomes. The randomness and the unpredictability are built into the chaotic system. From an investing standpoint, we are going to have to come to terms with this idea of randomness. Luke, you want to speak to that a little bit? Because that's really where people lose the peace of mind, right?
Well, sure. It's like we said earlier, when you can't predict, when there is that uncertainty, it makes people feel a little uneasy and uncomfortable. But if you can learn to embrace that and understand that, then you can have peace of mind with your investments. If you understand that they are random in short periods of time, but over the long run, if you're invested properly, it will go up, then it makes it a lot easier for people to stomach.
Well, let's think about it this way. This is interesting. The first characteristic in a self-ordered nature of a chaotic system is a randomness and self-order. Okay, Adam Smith, you've heard of Adam Smith.
Yep.
Most of us should if we went to school. Adam Smith developed this topic in his great groundbreaking book. By the way, I just read this last year again. Awesome. The Wealth of Nations. Hard to read, though, because of the English. A little different. His idea was that the prices should be left unhampered by a controlled central process. He believed that through the process of supply and demand, markets could be self-ordered and completely unpredictable. The price of bread from one day to the next will be determined by supply and demand. And there would be no, this is really what he was focusing on, our forefathers, there would be no direct control by any one individual. See, they came from a monarchy, if I'm not mistaken, which would be deterministic.
Sure. The
king decides
the
what's going to happen.
Determines how things are going to be.
Societies that embrace the idea that markets should be left unhampered and encourage a free flow of ideas, new companies, and pricing have created wealth at a far greater pace than countries that have tried to use deterministic human-ordered systems to create wealth for their populace. Now, let me make this point, and this is so dramatic. This is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Check this out. This just rocked me, okay? Not only is wealth created from the free-flowing process of prices and ideas and in companies, but technology, this is key, because this is what's brought us out of every downfall we've ever had in our economy. But technology is maximized in the United States. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. There's no ministry of technology in this country.
No technology czar.
There's no technology czar that says, okay, now we need an internet, or now we need DVDs, or now we need microwaves, or now we need cell phones. That's not how it works. You have people, scientists, economists, business people using technology in a random and predictable way to create wealth for the people that run the businesses, which create products and services for other people. So technology randomly and unpredictably evolves through time. And here's the simple point that I wanted to make. Free enterprise capitalism, and really this idea, is what has made our country great. It's why nobody's trying to leave and people are trying to get in. It is exactly why, when you look at the down dips that we've had all through our history, that technology of some kind, you know, when you think of it, Bill Gates, a Thomas Edison, when you think of the impact these people have had, if they were in a system that did not allow them to propagate or business or think outside the box, that would be exactly the social experiment that's failed.
Sure.
So, not to get political, but the fact of the matter is, when you look at a deterministic system, it's socialist in nature. When you look at a chaotic system, it's more, I guess you'd say, capitalistic in nature.
Sure.
You know, we got to take a break here. Jess is giving me the finger and the evil eye. So, we're going to go
ahead.
Actually,
that was two fingers.
Two
Paul.
Fingers. Yes, she gave me two fingers. We're talking about why you cannot predict the market from a scientific viewpoint, why the fact that people who imply that they can are basically exercising a misapplication in science. And when we come back, we're going to finish up with chaotic systems and give you the good news. Really, we want to lead to the good news. How is it that you can have peace of mind when you're dealing with an unpredictable chaotic system, Luke?
Boy, it sounds like a great lead into the next segment.
We'll be right back. Hey, we are back. Paul Nichols here, joined by Luke Miller. We hope this finds you well. You're listening to It's Your Money, the show that pulls back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposes the truth about money and investing. You're listening to the captain of common sense, the professor of the profound, yes, the doctor of discernment. This morning, we are trying to really hone in on what it is that motivates people to make these gambling and speculating moves in their portfolios under the guise of prudent investing. If you haven't caught the show earlier, you definitely want to listen to this one on iTunes. I don't know, what will we call this one?
Probably Critical Mindset.
Oh, Critical Mindset, yeah. So you can go on iTunes and check it out. We were talking about deterministic systems and chaotic systems and how the industry wants to use a deterministic system to predict the market, and that's a flaw in the application of science. And we're really getting into chaotic systems and really kind of talking about chaotic systems. We left off talking about the fact that chaotic systems are random, immeasurable, nonlinear, and unpredictable. And we're breaking these down. Let's go ahead and break down the characteristics of a chaotic system, because it's very important you understand this contrast. Why don't you share that story with them about Edward Lorenz, Luke?
All right. He's a professor of, was a professor of meteorology at MIT, pretty prominent school.
That's right.
He was interested in accurately predicting the weather using a deterministic model. Wouldn't that be nice? So, based on the science of the day available to him, he built a massive model for predicting the weather in the future. His discovery, which was his major claim to fame, was that small, immeasurable initial conditions created extremely unpredictable, chaotic outcomes. He called this effect the butterfly effect. I'm sure a lot of you have heard that. There was a movie by that name not too long ago.
Didn't have anything to do with the weather, though.
No, it had nothing to do with it, but same concept.
Okay.
It was based on a paper he wrote entitled Predictability. Does the flap of a butterfly's wing in Brazil set off a tornado in Texas? This effect explained why it is impossible to forecast with any degree of certainty what will happen to the weather several weeks from now. It also explains why it's impossible to predict what will happen in the marketplace over a short term. Under these conditions, deterministic systems completely falls apart.
And the main reason is because it has an immeasurable initial state.
Right.
That's really what we just explained. This is what this MIT professor figured out, was that the initial states are immeasurable in weather, and this is why you could not create a deterministic model to predict it. Would that be a summation of what you just said?
That's a great way. And there's so many small things that can turn into big, big effects. A small cause can have a huge effect in the market and the weather and any other type of chaotic system.
So we have a random, with the chaotic system, we have a random and self-ordered. We have a immeasurable initial state. And then nonlinear progress is the third one. And this is where I think makes a great point. The progression of outcomes in a chaotic system is intermittent, nonlinear, and unpredictable. I think we agree on that, right? Yep. We're all on the same page, okay? Think of the quantum leaps in technology and thought brought about by the discoveries and inventions of such people as Ben Franklin, Thomas Edison, the Wright brothers, Henry Ford, Bill Gates, Albert Einstein. Even when you think of music, the Beatles, Elvis Presley, huge spikes, definitely nonlinear when you look at it. Economics and investing are impacted in a similar way. It's nonlinear. Progress is disturbed by wars, recessions, advances in technologies, etc. These unpredictable quantum leaps forward or backward are impossible to forecast with any degree of certainty.
Who knows who the next Bill Gates is going to be?
We don't know.
So then you can't predict it.
Exactly. And this leads us to the last part of the chaotic system, which is it is unpredictable and unimaginable. In 1927, you probably remember this, Luke. In 1927, there was a German physicist named Werner Heisenberg. Now, everybody's heard of Heisenberg, right?
I was his neighbor.
Yeah, you've heard of him, right, Jess? Werner Heisenberg? Most people have. He discovered something called the uncertainty principle. This states that the exact measurement of momentum and position of the smallest atomic particle are not possible. He stated you couldn't measure an atomic particle. Why can you not measure an atomic particle, Luke?
Because the moment you shine a light on it, it changes.
That's right. The particle simultaneously changes its position and moves in an unpredictable way, right?
Exactly.
Okay? So even with the best science, you think about Hubble telescopes and kind of the best science we have today, we cannot measure the initial states of a chaotic system. So when you're looking at the economy, how do you effectively measure the consumer confidence in Peking?
You can't.
How do you measure the gross domestic product in third world countries that don't even use standard accounting principles? How do you accurately measure U.S. profits in large companies such as Enron, where accounting standards are abused?
It's not going to happen.
How do you measure the state of billions of people on this planet who are forming purchasing decisions about stocks and goods in order to improve their wealth? How can you measure the effects of the uncontrolled mutation and evolution of technology? What company will be the next Microsoft or Google or Facebook? That kid's raking it in
now,
right?
Yeah, he's doing well. Napster.
Who are these guys developing the technologies that will form the basis of these new companies? What impact will these companies have on the marketplace? See, this is where people miss it, Luke. We believe you cannot stock pick market time and predict the market. But in fact, if you understand the science and efficient market hypothesis and modern portfolio theory, the third factor model, all the stuff we teach, all the stuff they can listen to on iTunes, you will realize that the smartest thing you could do is own it all.
Right.
Own the entire marketplace, because we do not know where the next Bill Gates is coming from. We want to own it.
Right.
We don't know until after the fact, right, Jess? We don't know where the next Facebook kid, whatever that kid's name is, whatever. You know, we don't know where this stuff's coming from. So it would be prudent and smart on our part to make sure that we own the entire marketplace, because we will capture that.
And that's not just U.S. marketplace. That's international.
No, this is the world.
Everything.
You know? If the market's efficient, which we believe it is, then you should own all of it, not part of it. As human beings and investors, we have to deal with the idea that unimaginable results are going to happen. We have to come to the reality that the outcomes of the market are chaotic and simply unpredictable. And if we try to squash that unpredictability, we would simultaneously destroy all the additional wealth that results from the unpredictability. The unpredictability is the reward over long term with a risk premium. Kill the risk, you kill the premium. So, to summarize, we're saying that a deterministic system, science, is flawed as it relates to predicting the market, that in fact a chaotic system is really what our marketplace is, like the weather, and chaotic systems cannot be predicted. And as a result of that, we want to understand some basic economics of how the market works, modern portfolio theory, efficient market hypothesis, and own the entire marketplace because we don't know where it's going to come from.
Right. Well, and understanding that can give you that peace of mind. Understanding that it's chaotic, random, unlinear, makes it a lot easier to know why you're going to invest in everything, because you just don't know what's going to be up. You don't. Last year, if I would have told you that emerging markets would have been up almost 70% at the end of the year, you probably wouldn't have believed it on January 1st.
But we don't have to worry about what's up or down in our style because we own everything.
Right.
You know, and let's summarize. Deterministic systems versus chaotic systems. A deterministic system is human-ordered. So we got human involvement, where a chaotic system is random, self-ordered. Deterministic systems have a measurable initial state where chaotic systems do not. Deterministic systems have a linear progression of outcomes where chaotic have nonlinear. And then deterministic systems are predictable and foreseeable where chaotic systems are unpredictable and unimaginable. So the NFL would be a chaotic system, would it not?
Sure. You can't really predict it. No, I mean, a lot of people try, but
that's why they play the games,
right? That's why they play the games.
Okay. So let's put some of this to use as it relates to investing, okay? And I don't have time to tell you a long, drawn-out story, but I used to do a lot of whitewater rafting being from Colorado, and one of the things you got to be careful about whitewater rafting when you're into the serious rapids, 4 and 5 class rapids, is that if you get thrown out of that boat, there's a good chance you're going to get sucked under the raft. It's just the nature of the currents and the way it works. And you got this life raft on, it'll pin you up to the boat. I've had this happen personally. And the tendency is to panic and want to pull to each side to get yourself out from under the boat. But in fact, the way that you're taught and the way that you should do it is to push away from the bottom of the boat and actually go deeper into the water. The reason for that is the subcurrent will actually suck you out. And this exactly happened. At first, I freaked out and started to panic like most did. Then I got my head pushed away a little bit. As I pushed down a couple times, I got sucked out and popped out about 2 blocks away from where the raft was. Now, what I realized was it's very much like the market. At first, my pulse started to race because the market was going down. I was stuck under a raft. If I wasn't in the water, I'd have been sweating. You know, I started the adrenaline. I could just feel that, you know, the heart pumping peanut butter. But as soon as that thought of, wait a minute, you know how to handle this, you've been trained on this, came over me, that all that
anxiety.
Fear turned into excitement. Okay, in a split second, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I was going to say marriage would be a good example, but that's not a good analogy. But, you know, I mean, fear and then, you know, or your first date, you know, whatever. So, the great paradox. How can we implement a prudent investment strategy leading to peace of mind for a random, self-ordered, unpredictable system, Luke?
That's a good question. How do we do it?
Well, how can we invest in the market knowing that it's simply beyond anybody's ability to forecast what's going to happen next? The most powerful strategy that I can give you for growing your wealth and creating peace of mind in a world of randomness is to embrace and celebrate free markets. To actually embrace the fact that it's unpredictable. To be happy, if you will, that it's random. Because this is what creates wealth.
Well, it's kind of like the saying of volatility. Everybody loves volatility when it's in the market when it's going up.
And I don't want to get
randomness when it's going randomly up. That's always a positive thing.
I don't want to get political, but the fact of the matter is, and maybe it's not political. Free enterprise is what's made this country great. Capitalism. That's why people are trying to get in here, over a million a year, not trying to get out.
Sure.
So, if you're going to be invested in the market, you have to trust that a free enterprise system left to its own devices will create unimaginable wealth and new opportunities in the future. We don't know where the next greatest technology is going to come from or what the next hot stock will be. We do not know where the next Bill Gates or Thomas Edison will come from, but we know it's going to appear. We do know that these people will appear because free enterprise and capitalism dictates that it happens.
Creates it.
Okay. Free enterprise and the rugged individualism that made this country great. So we know that they're going to appear, and the bottom line is if you own a free market portfolio with a very good cross-section of stocks, you'll take advantage of the quantum leaps in the market when they occur. The job of the market is to be unpredictable. Wealth is created in free markets because you have entrepreneurs and business managers who are using capital from investors in free markets and who give a return on capital for the risk that the investor is willing to take. Now, this is a wonderful system. It means that the return on capital is equal to the risk of capital that these companies take when you go out and they build new endeavors. It is a simple formula, even though the market itself is unpredictable. Return on capital equals the risk on capital taken. That's how free enterprise works. That's how capitalism works. That's what's made this country great.
Say that one more time. I think that's the most important thing we could have said all day.
It's a simple formula, even though the market itself is unpredictable. Return on capital equals the risk of capital taken. And this is why free markets work. So we got to take comfort in the fact that they're self-ordered. No one has to intervene for markets to create wealth or to create value. No one has to be able to predict what the economy is going to do. Markets almost magically create wealth without anyone intervening, manipulating, or controlling the market. By the way, this is some of the concerns some of us had in 08 when the government gets involved. Okay, and free markets have created wealth over vast periods of time. So they are dependable as wealth-generating machines, would we agree?
In the long term, certainly.
Given sufficient time, right, as you just mentioned,
just for
the unpredictable and chaotic nature of the markets to create long-term wealth for the investor. We know that most investors who try to forecast, stock pick, market time, or try to use track record investing based on a manager's ability to pick stocks end up getting dismal rates of return to the tune of about 1.8% according to Dalbar. They buy stocks when they're high. They sell stocks when they're low. They chase managers who had a hot hand. They incur massive amounts of turnover and cost in their portfolios. And they have virtually no discipline whatsoever, nor any peace of mind.
Well said.
You don't have to be one of these people, Luke.
No, not at all.
By understanding the unpredictability of the market, you can harness its power to create wealth for yourself and never again have to forecast, predict, or time the market. Implementing an investment strategy based on free markets can result in peace of mind for you and your family. Well, what mindset do they really need to adopt then to understand, based on what we're talking about? I got 1 minute left. Don't fight market forces, use them.
Randomness creates wealth and risk premium.
You kill the randomness, you kill the market.
need to accept your own inability to predict the market.
Inability is right. Know that market prices are self-regulated system.
And trust free markets to create wealth.
Unpredictability creates the challenges that make life worth living. Well, once again, the doctors of discernment, the professors of the profound, have pulled back the curtain and offered some clarity. We hope that you've taken advantage of it. If this at all makes any sense to you, give our office a call. We can help you. You don't have to have lack of peace of mind. You don't have to be worried or distressed over what's going to happen in the market. It makes no difference what's going to happen in the market if you have a well-diversified portfolio and a coach that's telling you the few right things. Would that be accurate, Luke?
Extremely.
Boy, this is good stuff, huh?
This is real good stuff. If you want to hear it again, go to iTunes.
iTunes, and we want to thank Jess for getting up early and coming in, because we are live and in color. And next week, we're going to be talking about... I have no idea.
I'm not sure.
It's going to be good, though. You can bet on that. Hey, you guys have a wonderful day. I would say go Steelers or go Eagles, but they both laid eggs, didn't they? Okay.
They did. I guess we'll have to go hockey.
We're going to have to root for somebody else.
Go
now.
Hockey. Go Penguins.
I love football. Football's been very, very good to me. Have a great day, folks. We'll see you next time.